This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
My whole career, I haven't really had too many great opportunities with a stable quarterback the entire season. I've been playing with so many guys, is what it feels like, five quarterbacks every single season, you know? So I just feel like being blessed with the opportunity to, God willing, have 17 for the entire season, the MVP at that, a top-tier caliber player, top-tier caliber team, top-tier caliber coaches, putting you in position, I feel like it would just be the best position that I've been put in yet.
That is Elijah Moore, who has caught touchdown passes. Not that he has that many, frankly, but he has caught touchdown passes from six quarterbacks in his career.
Alrighty. Zach Wilson.
Yes.
I'm done. Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Jameis Winston.
Yes.
I'm struggling here, clearly.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, sure.
There was a touchdown pass. From Deshaun Watson to Elijah Moore.
I'm not be too hard on myself for not assuming that. Just because, you know, he's hardly played there. Watson, right?
One was the Baltimore Ravens backup last year, who was not Tyler Huntley. He might have been in Miami. I think he was in Miami last year.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley. He's been on 14 teams, I believe.
Josh Dobbs?
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson.
And the last one to catch to throw a touchdown pass to Elijah Moore is a former Bill, if not a current one. We got you on this guy another time.
Brandon Allen.
No. Because he wears number 14. He's the last quarterback to play for the Bills in the regular season. I think. He took their most recent regular season snap. I think. This guy, you really have a blind spot for this guy. Because you're usually nails with these.
Right. I don't know. Shane Buechele?
Shane Buechele is incorrect.
It's not Trubisky.
It's not Trubisky.
Who played that game? I'm not going to look. I refuse to look.
I respect that. I mean, I respect refusing to look.
I don't know. And this is not the first time that I've been stumped on this player.
The last Bills regular season snap was this player throwing incomplete to Keon Coleman in New England with 1:31 left and the Bills down 7.
I watched that game. I was here for that game.
He went 0-for-4 on the drive. All passes to Keon Coleman.
I came in because of the playoff stuff. The Sundays were still the only day I was working from home, but I came in. So we didn't want me to be lagging behind with a stream. We wanted to be on the same page.
For the Denver game.
For the playoff, you know, matchup potential.
Mm-hmm. and you came all this way
to watch that game,
and yet you don't remember how it ended.
And I think I brought food.
Okay. That's maybe why I don't remember.
That's a brag I didn't really need to make.
I'm sure Keon Coleman was open on all four of these passes, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. That wasn't really nice.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because it could have been open, but Mike White
could not get him Mike the ball. Mike White. All right.
You just can't seem to remember the name Mike White.
No, I can't. Or that he's on the Bills and was on the Bills even last year and threw passes.
January.
Threw passes to people, yes.
2025. I got to cook up a good Bills trivia game for you.
Oh, sure, because clearly I'm ready.
It could take a whole day.
Is this training camp here that I'm with Mike White?
This is Elijah Moore trivia.
I didn't remember that Mike White is on the team. Okay, there. Maybe now.
Because we were talking about the number 14 another time, and who was the last Bills player to wear 14, and it was Mike White. And you didn't have that then.
No,
either.
I definitely
You can't
didn't
seem
have that.
To remember.
No.
I would tell you who the guy is, a guy is that I can't remember, but I don't know because I don't remember him.
Yeah.
So I can't help you with that. I'm sure there are many, but I don't know who they are. Elijah Moore, Bulldog, it's going to be annoying, but aren't we going to, if we want it, have the same sort of debates about how to rank the receivers again this year?
Yes.
Couldn't Elijah Moore be number two, if not number one? And couldn't he also be number six?
I don't know that I want to hear the case for he could be number one. I don't even know about two. The best I could do there is Coleman's so young. But to me, Shakir is whatever position you're playing, and maybe it's not ideal, although I don't know, the Lions seem to make it work with your number one receiver being a slot guy primarily. But Shakir is, to me, that's entrenched. And it's not just because they paid him. If we were a year behind in the timeline, I'd still be, it'd be harder to sell you on the idea of him being their leading receiver. But I think that's where we are. That happened last year. He's been paid now, and he's gonna be the number one guy. Two, I guess, I could get, and then all the way through, like you said. So two through six, maybe. I can't hear an argument that he could be number one.
Okay.
On this team.
I'm not really prepared to make it. Shakir is pretty locked in. It's just the only reason, maybe you think that I dog him. I don't mean to. I mean, I respect him. The only reason I would, you know, be open to somebody else being their most productive receiver this year is because I think his ceiling is capped. I just don't think there's enough, you know, big play potential. He does yards after the catch happen from Shakir. Like, I'm
big
not
time.
Blind to that either.
Yeah.
But I just think there's only so much there.
Well, I wonder how much we should be considering positional flexibility. Maybe now, if Moore is someone who is going to perform at least well enough to make the team, let's start there, right? Because if he's not, you know, some just, you know, training camp cut, then this exercise is futile. All right. So he's going to make your team, right? He's one of the six guys. And if that comes to pass and he's along with Shakir and Samuel, someone that is getting a uniform. So he's dressed. Do you start then, and I'm sort of connecting dots going all the way back to Shakir's, his first off season here.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
After the draft. Well, he can really do it all. Any place you want to put him, he can play. And, like, absolutely he is thriving as the Bills' slot receiver. But formationally, man, I saw Trapasso tweeting about this before I left town last weekend. Especially maybe the way the Bills use their guys. It's not crazy to think that Moore and Shakir could be a little more interchangeable. Or Samuel and Shakir, all three of them even, could get their turns. And if, you know, they can be counted on. So maybe Shakir can find his way to making some plays outside. And that will help unlock other things in this offense. And if Moore is a reason for that, maybe he benefits from that too. So I'm just trying to find a way to make all these guys work.
Yeah.
I guess.
You and they.
And maybe having more flexibility in where guys are going to be utilized and deployed is one thing to look for this year.
Well, you'd want to see that, because for as successful as they were, the advantage of having everybody back. Did you think I was going to say eats right there? The advantage of having everybody back should afford you that. You know, that's one of the, maybe the number one benefit of continuity, is you have the whole 8-9 months in the lab. And Joe Brady and Sean McDermott, if you need McDermott for this, should know all his guys' strengths and weaknesses right now. So wouldn't you spend some time every day trying to figure out new ideas? I mean, that's, I think, what I would do. I think I can do that from a relaxed setting as well.
Unlike the high leverage tension situation that Joe Brady finds himself in on May 7th.
No, I mean May 6th. I think if I were he, I might be able to put some thought into this from a beach or a tropical locale. You see a guy at a pool with all kinds of, like, a laptop and just piles of papers and maybe a pocket square.
I wonder how much a guy like Elijah Moore is maybe a good thought exercise for this idea. What level of signing gets a guy like Joe Brady to doing that work, whether they're on vacation or just, you know, at the office here? Do you find out, oh, we're signing Elijah Moore? I'll fit him in somewhere, and, you know, it doesn't really change anything. Or is it, well, I can do this and this and move this guy like that. And, like, is it, what level of player do you need to sign to get the OC into the lab to that extent?
Well,
where he's trying to unlock new combinations.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. This is a different question, but do you call him to ask him about the player before you sign him? Does Joe Brady get a voice in, hey, I need you today to spend a couple hours on Elijah Moore?
Look at his skill set.
What do you see?
Wait, right.
You know, and you've got scouts who will do that, and Bean himself will do that. But would you want Brady to also do that? What can you do with this guy? I think so.
Yes. I want to say I definitely want that to be the case, and I guess I would also with that say I'd be surprised if it's not.
Offensive coordinator would be a pretty cool job to have of all football jobs. Plus, if you're somebody that doesn't really want to be the team spokesperson – he does, during the season, he does once a week.
Once a week, yeah.
But it's not like McDermott. What would be the best job to have at the Bills? GM, for me, would be the one. As, of course, I'm saying that I'm certainly qualified.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying right now?
I think offensive coordinator is a cool job, and you would obviously like to have the best player at the most important position in the sport, but that almost makes it impossible for you to be viewed as a reason why you're having success. So I think in a certain way, that's a tough job to have.
I think that makes sense, but you still get the credit. Like Daboll still got, Allen wasn't all perfect before Daboll.
Right. It gets harder as we go. Like Daboll gets ground floor, look at the house now. Right. To an extent, he gets a lot of the credit for that. And we don't know from out here how disproportionate, if at all, that is, but that's how it goes. The other guys are just sort of minding the store.
Bienemy?
I think, you know, at this point, yeah. And I think the least popular guy in town often is going to be the guy that calls the plays. If your quarterback is so, like, at the level that Allen is at, where nobody really wants to blame him for anything or look too hard for reasons why, like, he cost you. He made the mistake. He did this. He threw to the wrong spot. He changed the call, all that sort of stuff. That all rolls down to the coordinator's door. And I think that's usually disproportionate to some extent, too. And for that reason, I would say that offense coordinator is not my favorite job
there. But what are the odds Joe Brady's next job is an NFL head coach?
Still,
very strong.
Still very good. Right.
That will be his next job, right? I guess, to your point, the flip side of it is if this blows up.
Right.
Then maybe it wouldn't be.
If this
maybe be a quarterback's coach next.
If somehow they don't get the takeaways they got last year and the defense doesn't stabilize like everyone's sort of hoping that the draft will help it do, and you know, you just do not produce like you did. Yeah, no, he's the first guy out the door. If it doesn't go well. I think.
Man, the first thing if I were he that I would want to tell somebody, you know, who's considering me for a job is 30 points a game, Mac Hollins, 5 touchdown catches,
right,
was the most.
Right.
Next question. But the quarterback, I know. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll ask Bulldog the Blues question as we continue here. Lines are open until 6 when Paul Hamilton joins us to talk some hockey. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.